This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach, Florida, after claiming victory when the special counsel's report was released in Washington on Thursday. However, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president's take on events isn't exactly the whole picture.
The 448-page report lists 10 episodes Bob Mueller's investigators looked at while probing whether the president obstructed the investigation. It shows attempts to have Mueller fired and to discourage witnesses from cooperating, but Mueller writes he could not conclusively say if there was any criminal conduct, and also that there's no evidence of a Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia. Minutes after the report was made public, the president appeared at a White House event with wounded veterans.
They're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
His legal team calls it a total victory. Democrats want Mueller himself to come before Congress. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
On Capitol Hill, Democratic and Republican lawmakers had sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of the special counsel report. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats are attacking the Attorney General because they won't accept the report's findings.
I think the Attorney General is making this as open as possible. It really gets down to whether you trust him or not.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal said the report does not exonerate the president.
While it says that it reaches no conclusion, it also does not exonerate the president on the issue of obstruction.
Some lawmakers said the full report should be released to the public to let the American people reach their own conclusions. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed firefighters to the Élysée Palace as France thanked them for saving Notre Dame Cathedral in Monday's fire. We get details on the celebration from Lisa Bryant.
To the music of Bach and words of Victor Hugo, hundreds of Parisians and tourists gathered in front of City Hall Thursday to honor 600 firefighters who battled the Notre Dame inferno. The cathedral loomed just across the Seine River, blackened and crippled, but largely intact.
Je veux ici vous dire notre gratitude infinie.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo said the firefighters would be made honorary citizens of the city. Experts say saving Notre Dame and its most priceless treasures came down to a matter of minutes. Nobody was killed in the blaze, and key parts of the cathedral, including its bell towers and rose windows, remain intact. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Displaced Libyan civilians pleaded with the United Nations to find a solution to the airstrikes after a residential area was hit on Thursday in the district of Al-Suwani, southwest of Tripoli. Families fled in pickup trucks as citizens and forces from the UN-backed Government of National Accord provided shelter and assistance in Al-Suwani when shells hit the suburban town. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. It comes as fighting intensifies between the government forces and the Eastern Libyan National Army led by Commander Khalifa Haftar. The fighting has killed at least 205 people, including 18 civilians, and wounded more than 900 others, according to the World Health Organization. North Korea is demanding that Washington remove Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from nuclear negotiations, AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The Hanoi summit gives us a lesson that whenever Pompeo pokes his nose in, the talks go wrong without any results, even from the point close to success, says the Director General of the American Desk at the North's Foreign Ministry. He added, "I wish our dialogue counterpart would not be Pompeo, but some other person who is more careful and mature in communicating with us." Kim expressed deep disappointment earlier this month with what the North claims was an inflexible, gangster-like demands by the U.S. in Hanoi. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's redacted report did not have any negative effects on Wall Street Thursday. All three major indices finished trading in positive territory. The Dow was up 0.42%, while the S&P gained 0.16%. The Nasdaq added 0.02%. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.